What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Patrick Gale Show, episode 12. See Coach Gale with a special guest. I'll let him introduce here. We're back in the saddle trying to get things together for this week. Big last home games for the Albany State Golden Rams. Allen and Benedict coming to town from Columbia, South Carolina. Close out the year. Coach Gale, I see you. I'm going to smell a rare freak for you, but his point is always with a smile on your face. Good to see you, Coach.
Hey, good to see you too, JR. I got my senior guard, Jameer Moore, with senior day coming up on Saturday. He's a graduate transfer from Charleston Southern, originally from Miami, Florida. And he is also, we have a special program here at Albany State. We're big on mentorship and helping our students and our student athletes transition into their career. So he's a part of our student employment and experiential learning program. So he's our men's basketball intern. So he's number 24 for us. Big part of what we're trying to do, a big part of what we're going to do, you know, and laying the foundation in the future. So I'm glad to have him on the show.
No doubt. And Jameer, I know your old coach, Coach Barkley. I've met him a few times. And tell me about playing for him and what made you decide to come to Albany State after leaving Charleston Southern down there on the beach?
Well, Coach Barkley was a great guy. He's one of those guys who really cares about you. He wants you to do great in life. But what really made me come here was Coach Gale was kind of one of those people who like, yo, we've seen you and we know you can do more than what you've shown at Charleston. We believe in you and we want you to come here and produce how we want you to produce and be the person that we know you can be.
No doubt, man. And for you, man, at what point did you decide that you wanted to pursue this sports thing, my brother? Was it, at what point did you kind of see it for you being a player in college, man? Was it is youth ball or, you know, AAU, little AAU ball? What did you gave you the bug to want to do this the way you're doing it right now, brother?
Basketball was an outlet. It was one of those things that you go to when life is tough for you. It's one of those things you just have fun with. You can kick back and just, have fun with the basketball. So I would say it started pretty young. My mom kind of put it in me that I can go into college and I can get an education while doing what I love. So she kind of instilled that into me early in life.
No doubt, man. I feel you. Sports has been great to me and it's been great to a lot of us and brings us all together, man. And for you, so let me ask you, what are you studying right now? As you obviously completing up your studies are down there. So are you getting your master's? Are you trying to get your BA? What you got going on, brother?
So as Coach Gale said, I am a graduate student. I am in the MBA program here. And it's been a challenge, boy. I'll be honest with you. It's been rough, but it's nothing that's too crazy. Coach Gale makes sure he's had my back the whole way, and I just really appreciate
Man, that GMAT test ain't no joke, wasn't
it.
That GMAT wasn't no joke, man. 250 to take that GMAT, coach. I took
See.
it, coach. I
Hey,
know what it is.
when I got my MBA at Tiffin, the great thing was I didn't have to. I did the leadership concentration for my MBA. I did not have to take that GMAT. I was so happy. I did have to take a couple of prerequisite courses, but I didn't have to take the GMAT.
Yeah, GMAT ain't no joke. So yeah, I feel you. Yeah, we definitely in that same ballpark,
But
man.
let me say this though, to a lot of coaches out there, especially young coaches, don't be afraid to get that professional development. A lot of coaches want to go to clinics, and I would encourage them to get certifications and get degrees, especially when the school is offering it. So there's, I was a grad a student and a grad assistant coach at 30, and I thought I was too old to be doing it, but I'm so glad I did it. And I would definitely encourage a lot of coaches, especially high school coaches, to pursue that and don't be afraid to be a student again.
No doubt. And Jameer, man, as I know when I was in business classes, that was like over a decade ago. What are you seeing for trends watch towards the macro and micro economies, man, and that's how business has become more e-commerce now than it was when I was in school and Coach Gill was in school.
Well, see, I'm in international business right now. That's actually my last class before I graduate. And in that class, it just shows you how broad globalization has become and how just technologically advanced it's been, even from the last 10 years, how much technology has come into business. And it's just a lot to learn, but it's something you need for the future, for sure.
And I'll tell you this, coach, you read this, coach. When I was getting my degree, it was when we had that economic downfall with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I was probably a kid when that happened, but I was in school when that happened.
Yeah, and I remember those days. That was tough. That was tough. I want to say I was in South Florida at the time, and that bubble burst. Let's just put it that
Yeah, I remember moving in my neighborhood down the street here, man. Like, it was them zero down loans. I'm like, how
Yep.
they can't afford this.
Yep.
And
That was the ultimate hustle. That was the ultimate fraud, man. And it's sad because, and I know in Atlanta, homelessness is a big issue, but that kind of was, part of the root of those issues.
no doubt. And Jameer, like, now for you, man, how has social media really affected the business world? I know when I was in school, it was kind of just getting its teeth, but now it's like it's everywhere. So how are they teaching them about social business? Is using social media for business now, using social media to, get customers, clientele, and outreach. So and nationally, having to speak a certain language there, English is the only language we speak now. So how has that been learning about that as well, brother?
I'm actually not a huge social media guy, but as you said, you do need that to market these days because people don't pick up newspapers. My mom always say, people don't pick up newspapers and magazines anymore. It's all on your phone. It's all on Instagram, Twitter. So you have to know how to market your product or your business through social media in order to be successful. So that is something that I actually am trying to get more into just so I can learn the logistics and just the basics of it. Because everybody knows how to use social media, but there's different ways to really put your brand out there and market your product. So it's just something you gotta definitely learn in society.
No doubt, man, and you got basketball connections behind you to help you and help you push you along as well. And Coach Gale, man, like I said, having a young man who you've known to come on and play for you, man, was such a blessing to you. And just being around the people who always come and support you and know you from being at Morehouse in Clark with you, man. So let's talk about how impact on your players, man. I know you coach them hard, but still you care about them off the court more so than just wins and losses all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I got into the business. I mean, you know, we want to win every game that we coach, but more so importantly, I will take a whole bunch of losses if I can get one person to take care of his family. And I'm seeing that now. I've been blessed enough to be in this business long enough to see, you know, men, not young men, men, grown men, come to me and say, this is because of you, coach. This is because of, they literally tell me, I remember those practices. I remember those life lessons you were trying to teach me. And man, this real world is exactly what you said it was. It's tough. And especially for a lot of Black men. So, you know, that's why I got into it. And if the Lord sees fit that, you know, there's another route, so be it. But I got to relent to his will. That's why I got into it. It's for the people. It's not for wins and losses. Obviously, you want to win every game that you coach. Don't get it twisted. It's a lot of turmoil going inside of me, but I've been blessed to win. So I know what it feels like to win on and off the court. So I'm good. I'm good.
No doubt, coach. Like you said, man, like I ain't going to suffer a lot to you. Clark game still keeps me up at night, coach.
See? absolutely does.
Listen, I ain't gonna stop and lie to you, coach. And that game still once a week it comes to my head.
Let me tell you something. My first year in coaching, we started out 17-4. We were ranked fourth in the country. I can tell you, and then we still got to the national tournament that year. We still, you know, got to the Sweet 16, but I can tell you about every single loss. I can even tell you about how the opposing players reacted to beating us and the stuff they said. I mean, every loss sticks with me. I have forgotten about some wins. Like, there's some teams I'm like, I don't remember playing them. I don't remember beating them, but I can tell you about every single loss, especially the close games. So trust me, the losses do stick. As much as I say, praise the Lord, I definitely have to live that. But don't get it twisted. The losses stick with me. They hurt.
Coaches from Tennessee State losses. It's funny. The place that I'm employed, I don't think about those losses ever.
It's all about investment, and I appreciate that you're invested in us, man. We loved having you on the sideline, man. And the crazy thing, man, is that's my team, man. Like we can be down, but we're never out. And we didn't come out of there that night saying we could have. We came out of there saying we should have won that game, and we gave that game away. And honestly, I think it kind of overlapped to the rest of the week. And ironically, we lost the same way against Morehouse. Like literally, it wasn't that we could have, we should have won. And I think it overlapped to the game last night. And that's life. You know, things are not going to happen how you want it to happen, but you got to be straight and narrow. You can't go up and down. You got to be straight and narrow with life. You can't be too high. You can't be too low. You just got to understand that the storm's going to come. Don't focus on the storm. You know, focus on, you know, your creator. Focus on who brought you here and who has that purpose for you. So that's how we have to do it.
Yeah, I think that's – I had a talk about that with some high school kids the other day, coach, about being consistent.
Yes.
Being consistently great at being consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Having the maturity just to do what you do the right way. Trust your process.
That's right.
I've said it before and say it again. I knew my limitations when it was, I knew I had the most talent on the football field. I knew that so I could take more liberties, per se, coach. But on the basketball court and the baseball field, I had to fit into a role because I spent most of my time focusing on catching the football and running routes and reading defense. It wasn't dribbling or hitting the baseball, right? So you have to know what your strengths are. Right. And I knew in baseball, it was I could switch hit thing, which they which is a, had a new minion now. I ain't gonna follow that new minion now that word, but I could hit the ball left handed and right handed. I had speed. I could drop a bunt and run. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I was shooting threes and defending and hustling, just doing stuff that don't require dribbling the ball so much. You know what I'm saying? So,
I look at it as opportunities. Like you were blessed enough to play three sports at the college level, right? But you had those opportunities. High school level, but you played two sports college level, right?
Yes.
So you were blessed enough to play multiple sports at the high school and college level. And that's opportunity because those relationships, I'm sure, are leading to things that's helping you to this day. And that's what I try to teach my guys, that you can't think about what you didn't do in the past or what you did do in the past. And you can't think about the future as far as, well, I'll have time to do this and that. It's about right now. Take advantage of the opportunity now. And what you do now is going to lead to future, you know, opportunities. So that's all it is.
And Coach, like, you know, I know some of our young black people don't have fathers, but my father literally spent time throwing the Fisher Price wiffle ball to me.
Yeah.
Teach me how to hit the ball left-handed. Or shoot, let me shoot into the goal and rebound it for me. Or and then throwing me the pass. And he had me in tennis, bowling, and track as well. But of course, I dose dropped off eventually, so I could focus on the main three. But having a father to lead you and push you and train you and give you those wisdoms from a coach and from being a Black Panther and being around life, you know, like, and I'm blessed to have him around. It's just, I feel like I got lucky, you know, I got blessed to have all that around me because it helped mold and meet the way I am today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny you say that because my father did not care about sports. He was an immigrant and he came to this country with nothing. And he was in real estate, but it wasn't like the wear the tie and show people houses. Nah, it started with being the person that took care of the building, then the super, then he made his way up to, you know, being a real estate broker. But I've seen my father buy a house that was run down and build it back up. And I wish I had learned those lessons. But in watching his hard work, anything that I did, I knew I had to work hard. That's the one thing he taught me. And he didn't really talk a lot to me. So when he taught me how to drive, it wasn't, well, you want to put it in drive. You want, nah, it was get in the car, make a left, make a right. Are you crazy? You don't see that car coming here? Do this, do that. And the way he talked to me was, you got to figure it out right now. And you better work hard and you got to pay attention to every little detail. So that's how I am to this day. And he knew nothing about basketball. He actually laughed at, you know, people playing basketball, because it's like you got grown men playing basketball and making millions. You know, any immigrant will tell you that's crazy because they don't understand that in other countries that, you know, people get paid millions to play, you know, a game or a sport. Where he came from, where if you don't do certain things, you don't eat, like literally. So where he's from in Jamaica, like I had to learn how to chase chickens, to, you know, kill goats and you know, use running water outside and those type of things, you know, real life. And that's where he came from. So that's how I learned, you know, how to have a work ethic. It wasn't through my father putting any basketball in my hand, but what he did do was he provided an opportunity for me to play basketball. He did provide an opportunity for me to have, you know, a chance to go play rec basketball growing up and understand that this didn't come just by you wanting it. This came from hard work. Like this house that you live in, it didn't just come because I dreamt it. I had to work for it, you know. So God bless him. God bless your father. You know, I still haven't met your father, man. I'm kind of getting upset now, man. Like, when's that going to happen, JR? When you going to make that happen, man?
Well, Coach, I thought he was coming Wednesday night. That's what he told me.
I know.
He told me, and I went over there. He's like, son, you know what it was. He said something, came up, catch my drill.
Nah, you know what happened? You know what happened, JR? We didn't get it done Monday night, so he's probably pissed. And he was like, man, I ain't coming out there, man. It was your coaching debut, and we didn't get it done, man. That's what happened, JR.
But yeah, he's like, stop, son. Something came up, son. I was like, I got it, Dad. I got you. So you know what, Coach? And Jameer, I'm going to tell you something. But when my dad grew up on this side of West Atlanta, on North Street, North Side Drive, which is the street Clark and Morehouse off of, he couldn't cross that street after dark.
Wow.
But during the Jim Crow, my dad told him to be in the Jim Crow era. Where the Hawks Arena is, you couldn't cross them tracks after dark.
Wow.
That's how
that's far back he goes. That's why I want to meet him, because I just want to sit back and just listen to his stories. I know he told you all them stories growing up, man.
Yeah, he said, street we were up going up now. I couldn't cross the street after dark.
Wow.
We would get beat.
Wow.
That's how it was. So, but he's like, he didn't beat me though. I tell you that, I beat them.
Hey, there was a lot of people like your dad that fought and provided opportunities for us now. So God bless him.
Nah, like you said, Coach, yeah, he was happy. He's like, yeah, I see you with your polo on, son. He's like, I see it. I like that.
Oh, speaking of which, man, this is for you. This is for you, just so you know. This is for you. It's waiting on you.
Savannah, baby, we coming. We coming to Savannah, man.
It's waiting on you, JR.
Come to Savannah. Hey, Coach, I must tell you now, I'm not going to name any names, but Bobby, being with you, Coach, people were watching the games more than we thought they were.
Hey, that's a good thing. Let's hope that we can finish strong and start winning some games. But you know, again, we want to take advantage of the opportunities, man. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm blessed to have you, you know, a part of our family, what we call a Ramley. And I know that, you know, with this relationship, you're going to help guys like Jameer. You're going to help, you know, our younger guys. I know they love being around you. And it was cool to hear, you know, people in high places, you know, speaking about us. They don't even know, JR, that people in high places were watching our games, critiquing us and kind of giving us some advice to try to get this done, man. That was really cool.
And, Coach, I enjoy it because, like, look, man, like, my dad's a coach. So I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I really enjoyed it because, like I said, it's something I actually care about, like the place I'm employed at. I care about this, you know. And I had a great.
I just want everybody to know that JR is very animated on that sideline, and I think he inspired. He yelled at my big man, and the next thing you know, he dunked on somebody. So JR gets it done. You get it done, my man. You get it done.
Yes, Coach C. I try to hide that side of me that comes out of the rip, that side I still have, that fire. But when I'm going to play them white lines, it comes out again.
Well, people need to know, as a coach, you got to let it out, man. You got to pour into these young people. And we want it. Sometimes it feels like we want it more than they do. But a lot of times it's just they just want you to show them and teach them. And let them show you that they got it. So that's what I'm going to do, especially at the end of this season, is allow them to kind of, you know, show me that they have learned and they got it. And again, opportunity is here, man. We woke up today, so there's an opportunity to get better today to get ready for Allen this Saturday, and that's what we plan on doing.
No doubt. On senior day. Senior day is always a great
senior day. Senior day.
Yes, sir. Coach, what's your senior day memory, Coach? You used to see you, Coach. You have a memory on senior day?
You know what's funny? That was I talked about my dad, my mother and father both migrated to this country from Jamaica. So that was the only basketball game they attended, literally, in my high school career. Because again, they were more worried about what I did in school than on the court. But what I loved about them is they knew I loved basketball. I'll tell you a little story, man. This is funny. This is how I grew up. So my cousin was a sophomore and he made the varsity team. And my best friend is related to somebody you know that also was a sophomore on that same team, and they were very good. So I was a freshman and I got cut So I came home, I'm down, I'm at the table, and I got tears in my eyes. And my cousin is like, "Yo, man, you did well in trials, man. You should have made it." And my mother, I'm not gonna, speak in her accent, but my mother was like, "You didn't make the team? Why are you crying? You work out every day. How you didn't make the team? That obviously you need to go do something better." She didn't say, "Woe is me." She didn't say, "Come here, baby." She was like, "Well, what you doing? All that bouncing of the ball I hear all day, and you didn't make the team." So I had to swallow my pride. I had to tell the coach, "I'll be a manager." Well, by the middle of the season, the coach said, "You know what? That was my mistake, man. You're definitely somebody that should have been on this team." And the next year, I was a starter. And what that taught me was, even in defeat, you have to humble yourself, and you even have to work that much harder, and you got to figure out a way when there is no way. And my mom taught me that because, in her eyes, if you really want something, there's no excuse. You're going to go do it. And it doesn't matter if you care and it doesn't happen. All that matters is if you did it or you didn't. So that's what I remember. Senior night, they were proud because they were like, "I remember when you got cut and you was crying to the point now where you a starter on the team." And that's and now I'm a coach, and it's the same thing. Every time after a game, and they'd ask, "Did you win?" And if I said yes, they say, "Good. Did you win?" And I say no, and they say, "You gotta work harder." And that's all I know.
That coach on both senior nights, I gotta say, was I had to look at the awkwardness of my mom and dad being together. Remember, I told you how I got here. So my mom and dad together, that close was always like, who do I hug first? And it's gonna be awkward.
Well, clearly you made the right decision because you still got a great relationship with both of them, correct?
Yes, I do, but I said, look, I play two sports. I'm gonna hug you this one, hug you that one.
Well, you know what? You were blessed even, but they showed up for you. I mean, there's some senior nights where it ain't parents. It's a teacher showing up for a young man because his parents aren't there. So that's a blessing.
Yeah, so that's the awkwardness of it all. But they both support it, and my mom watches too. She's like, "You seem so angry, son." I
Well,
was, mother.
especially after the ending. But we're definitely gonna fix it, man. We definitely still believe, and no one's gonna be around me if they don't believe. That's how I look at it.
No doubt. Well, coach, I look forward to getting. I know we got a way to go, but I look forward to being in Savannah.
It'll be here before you know it, JR. Don't a ways that February is the fastest month of the year, man. They'll be here
That'll be
quickly.
a great birthday gift, coach, to you win this IC tournament.
Absolutely, absolutely. Trust me, I know. That's why I had to show you. That's why I had to show you, JR. So we gonna give you that, and we gonna give you some W's, man. We ain't gonna stop claiming it now, are we?
We don't claim it all, coach.
It
I
is.
know that a certain game was a conflict for me, but yes, we don't claim it.
We are not gonna stop claiming it just because. And
Yes.
my biggest message to people out there, man, is do not focus on the storm. Do not focus on what you see physically. If your spirit is strong and you have strong faith, that's all you need to tap into. And that's the energy I'm gonna tap into.
No, coach, it's funny like you said, coach, like today. Coach, like I tell people all the time, coach, this is still why I get these emails, coach. Y'all have a script, don't you? You have
Well,
a cue card.
hey,
I said,
okay, this is
also, the
proof.
Lord has a script, not us.
Jameer, did you know anything about this show before 2 minutes before we started?
Great. I didn't know he was even showing up today. I had no, I was quitting.
We just played last night. I feel like crap. Trust me, I have no time to script anything. I literally said, "Jameer, grab a chair. You're gonna be on the show." Did I not?
Yes, and we made it all work, and it was still a great show. I told you, we just do this thing the right way because we're guided by the Lord, the Spirit. We just do what we
No.
do, man, and then work yourself out. And I'm thankful to everybody who listens to the show. Coach, like I said, coach, we have what we call hidden engagement.
Yes.
But those will
Yes.
hit the podcast where don't or the YouTube, but they try to hide from me knowing or
You
us knowing. I'm like,
know what?
still
That
no.
That, guess what? As long as the message goes out, I just pray that, you know, the Lord gives me the right words to give to somebody. That's all I care about. You know, I'm going to put it like this. I don't throw rocks and hide my face. I'm the type of person, I'm going to say, you throw a rock at me, expect me to throw this rock back at you. That's me. So at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. We are in fighting mode right now for our season, and I still was able to get up and smile, so I'm good. And I, God bless everybody. You know, God bless all the teams that are doing. I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out Clark Atlanta. They got a really, really good team. We played them twice in a week. They got some really tough guys. We're watching the film now. They took it to us. So, you know, we definitely give respect to all the teams that we've played, especially in this conference. But we are not dead by any means.
And shout out to the Ramley who came out to Clark Atlanta Morehouse and the team and supported us and gave us some laughs after some tough situations. So it was, it was great, coach. Great coach. We all took at Morehouse.
The Alumni Association, the DeKalb chapter, we definitely appreciate you. They fed us. JR, you ate good, didn't you?
I did.
That's the Ramley. Again, we appreciate the support. Obviously, we would have wanted the ending to be different, but we definitely appreciate the support. And they actually sent some text messages to me afterwards of encouragement. So we definitely appreciate the support. The Ramley's big. That's all I got to say.
No doubt, folks. It's episode 12 here at Patrick Gale Show. We're getting it in big time, doing big things. Check us out next week with a good report, hopefully out from Senior Day weekend here for the Ramley. Was you on the road to Savannah? Let's get it going. Let's get it going, coach.
Yes, sir.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.